Good evening. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
Here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then Eat Your Arts and Vegetables at 5:30. This half hour, what's on Winnipeg Public Library? Hey, we'll take a quick look at the Uniter just out. I've torn two or three things out of it, yes. As well, our march around the supper table for you, and a little teaser, a little something that's coming up this Saturday morning on the Saturday Morning Show, 6 till 8. You get to hear it first. More and more, yes. No, it looks fine until Monday. Or as they say of the Titanic in Belfast, it was fine when it left here. At the moment, then, mostly cloudy skies and 6 degrees. The wind southeast at 14. Looking ahead to tonight, and why wouldn't you? Clearing overnight in the low 1 degree. And then for Friday, sunny. I just like that sunny. Yesterday at a high of 9 degrees. There you go. Looked at the Winnipeg Public Library, the online system, and you can too, to see what's on in the events calendar. Helps if you turn your iPad bright side up. Who wants to make hedgehogs? Show of hands. Hedgehog making and more. You have to do this in person. Have you always wanted a hedgehog? Just stretch out on the couch here and tell me about it. Join us for hedgehog stories and trivia. Then create your very own super adorable hedgehog by repurposing an old book. It better be an old book with simple page folding techniques. This is for ages 9 to 12. Oh, they always say that. And you think I could? When? Saturday, November 16th, 2 to 3 p.m. in the program room at the Westcaldonian Library. So children ages 9 to 12, yes, you have to register. I found this online under the program listings for the Winnipeg Public Library. But you have to register. There are 5 seats left as I speak. Now, movies downtown on Saturdays at the Carol Shields Auditorium. Top Docs, in this case, 20 Days in Mariupol. Award-winning film from the last international journalists inside the Russian siege of Mariupol. So an extraordinary account then, seen through the lens of the AP's Mstislav Shonov and two colleagues. This Saturday, 2 to 3:30, Carol Shields Auditorium, Millennium Library. Well, it's going round and round checking the registration. You just show up is what it is, and it's a good-sized room. That's all I can promise for you. I'm not very sure why they are checking the registration. Sometimes it just refuses to load. For example, the puzzle swap. But I think you can just drop in for this. Need a new jigsaw puzzle? Stop by throughout November and December with a puzzle you no longer want. Swap it with a new, all right, well, different one to take home and assemble. When? Monday. Coming Monday, November 18th. It's an all-day event at the Westwood Library for adults. So again, puzzle swap. Is that for you? So I looked at the Uniters, I say, and I see review of Rumours, playing at the Dave Barber Cinematheque until November 27th. 4 stars, says Thomas Pashko, managing editor, movie reviewer. He says, when looking at the promotional materials for Rumours, and this is the first narrative feature from Guy Madden and Evan and Galen Johnson since 2015's The Forbidden Room, what's immediately striking is how it doesn't look like the previous work. So a satirical black comedy then, set during a G7 summit in Germany. Madden and Johnson facing the present moment, and the future it portends. I think he may have meant portends there. And, like many of us, they don't like what they see. That's in today's Uniter. And by the way, speaking of Cinematheque, tonight being the 14th, Kevin MacDonald. MacDonald at the movies. They will show the movie. He will talk about it. The Man with Two Brains. That's that Steve Martin movie from 1983. Kevin MacDonald, co-founder, Kids in the Hall. That's tonight, 7 o'clock at Cinematheque. Also in the Uniter this week, Weaponizing Free Speech, new book, political science professor's new book, and that's Peter Ives, professor of political science and graduate chair of cultural studies, launching his third book today, Rethinking Free Speech, discusses free speech, how people can sometimes weaponize the term try to make distinctions between free speech, academic freedom, when you go to court, quite a variety of possibilities here. It says he draws on his experience teaching the works of philosophers like John Stuart Mill, who stressed the importance of liberty and free expression is essential for individual and societal progress. Mr. Ives says, quote, the only response to speech you don't like is more speech. So that is tonight. Launch at Grant Park, McNally Robinson, tonight at 7 o'clock. Ives will introduce his book, Rethinking Free Speech. And Jason Hannon, his colleague and friend, will join him for a discussion and questions. Finally, the back page of the Uniter. Get published. Uniter is seeking volunteer writers, illustrators, and photographers. Worked for me when I was here. It led to good things. Recommend it to you as well. Check out the Uniter. 6 minutes after five, then. And I'm delighted to see that Simon and Garfunkel are talking again. They've been on again, off again. Free Press says, hello, Simon, my old friend. Garfunkel ending silence between the pair. I think he finally admitted what an ass he had been. And it is good to see that they're burying the hatchet and not in each other's skull. old friends sat on a park bench like bookends. While they're talking, at least, Simon and Garfunkel. And Paul Simon thought for a while he would never sing again, but he's thinking things are getting better. Sing together. No, there's no talk about that yet. 5:11 here on the Pages, Radio for Readers. Say, I walked in and I was handed a book, thank you, and that's The New Prairie Garden. Budget-minded gardening is the new edition. So Sunday, November 17th, this Sunday, 2 p.m. in the atrium, launch, celebrating the 2025 Prairie Garden. Budget-minded gardening, well, it doesn't get any more Winnipeg than that. The event will be hosted live in the atrium, McNally Robinson Booksellers Grand Park, and also available as a YouTube stream. So the afternoon will begin, Brief History, Prairie Garden by Tim Evans. And then the guest editor of this year's edition, Dorothy Doby. She knows of what she speaks. Writer, broadcaster, gardener. She founded Canada's local gardener magazine, former editor of the Prairie Garden. She will speak about how she was able to create a beautiful garden on a budget. No, I put that in capital letters. She didn't. So again, that's McNally Robinson Booksellers, the atrium there at the Grant Park, Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. And I think we'll either give it away or I'll see if I can get guest editor Dorothy Doby to come and do an interview and tell us a little bit more about the contents of, and is there something you could do in a small room, I was just thinking. At 5:12...
I'm Daniel Francis, author of Selling Canada, Three Propaganda Campaigns That Shaped a Nation. And if you're really a Canadian, you'll keep listening to CKUW-FM.
That is not propaganda. Say, I am looking at a little handout that was given to me by one of our fellow singers in our seniors' choir, and that is for Seven Ages Theatre Company, presenting A Christmas Carol, new adaptation by Patrick Barlow. This will be at the Gas Station Arts Centre. So, of course, inspired by Charles Dickens, November 29th, 7:30 p.m., November 30th, 2 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. Work those actors. Work them. December the 1st, 2 p.m. So that you can phone the gas station, I guess, or go to their website, and that's GSAC for gas station something. GSAC.ca will do the trick. We're going to be, yes, it's up on the website as well. We're going to be doing our Christmas Carol at Dalnevert, but I'm just thinking in case you can't wait. And a little teaser for this coming Saturday morning, we are going to play the entire Richard Hurst's Christmas Carol between now and Christmas Eve, because he used to read it at Dalnevert, don't you know? And it sounded like this.
Marley was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it stood, years afterward, above the warehouse door. Scrooge and Marley. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A wheezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. Once upon a time, of all good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. It was cold, bleak, biting weather, foggy withal, and he could see the people in the court outside go easing up and down, beating their hands upon their breasts and stamping their feet upon the pavement stones to warm them. The city clocks had only just gone 3, but it was quite dark already. It had not been light all day. The door to Scrooge's counting house was open, that he might keep his eye upon his clerk, who, in a dismal little cell beyond, was copying letters. Scrooge had a very small fire, but the clerk's fire was so very much smaller that it looked like one coal. But he couldn't replenish it, for Scrooge kept the coal box in his own room. And so, surely as the clerk came in with his shovel, the master predicted that it would be necessary for them to part company.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!
It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came upon him so quickly that this was the first intimation that he had of his approach.
Bah! Humbug!
He had so heated himself with rapid walking in the fog and frost, this nephew of Scrooge's, that he was all in a glow. His face was ruddy and handsome, his eyes sparkled, and his breath smoked again.
"Christmas a humbug, Uncle! You don't mean that, I'm sure." "I do," said Scrooge. "Merry Christmas! What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough."
"Come then, Uncle. What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough."
"Bah! Humbug!"
"Don't be cross, Uncle."
"What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? What's Christmas to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes around with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stick of holly through his heart.
Uncle!"
"Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine."
"Keep it? But you don't keep it."
"Let me leave it alone, then. Much good it may do you. Much good it has ever done you."
"There are many things from which I might have derived good, by which I have not profited."
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. A little teaser for you. The start of Richard Hurst in A Christmas Carol, because his recording has six staves, believe it or not. And so we'll be playing stave one, Saturday morning show, this coming Saturday, 6 till 8 here with Carol McKibben. No heavy metal, please. And then we'll run it all bit by bit, take it right up to Christmas. But as I say, the other Christmas carols all about, check Dalneford, for example. And a little bit of music there. Well, I've had an okay today. So James Hickerson, the guitarist, will be accompanying me at our readings of Christmas Carol. Go to the Dalneford website for details. 18 minutes after 5. Regional book, eh? That's what Neon Sinclair was told when he pitched his collection of articles to the Toronto publisher. Winnipeg, Visions of Canada from an Indigenous Centre. Surprise, surprise, he won the Governor General's Award, did he not? So, just Wednesday, resonated well beyond the geographical setting. So he won the Governor General's Literary Award for nonfiction. And as well, I was looking for more details on the poetry book that won. All I have them right in front of me here was the author and a picture of her, and that's Chimwemwe Undi for poetry. Now, both of those books are in the public library. In the case of Sinclair, you can read it as an e-book. They're a Libby book. These things is an audiobook, that I understand. You will also notice, though, limited number of copies, and you'd be on the waiting list. Ergo kumquat, it follows as the night the day. You might want to consider buying a copy. This one, I know, shocking, yes. And it's in the bookstores now, of course. It better be. Say, I promised, so we deliver, and that's, I'm looking at obituaries from the Winnipeg Free Press from June the 7th. Bernard Ben, Raymond Pelletier, attended Provencher School, worked as a lifeguard before serving the Royal Canadian Navy. All right. As well, Bill Wallace from June the 19th this year. Grew up in Fort Rouge, attended Riverview, Lord Roberts, Gordon Bell, joined the Air Force 4 days after his 17th birthday. First station with the RCF in Saint-Jean, Quebec. 22-year military career, posted to 13 locations across Canada, including Goose Bay in Labrador, Resolute Bay, Moosonee, Ontario. Right. Proud that his grandson, Brandon, also pursued a career in the Canadian Forces. And long obituary for Willa Barbara Fowles, Nee Yates. Clinical nurse educated at Winnipeg General Hospital School of Nursing while serving with the Navy Reserves. Professionally, she worked as an emergency room nurse. Willa was the CEO of the Navy League Cadets in Brandon, alumni member of the Waves of Hope Dragon Boat Team. There you go. Long obituary there. Thank you, all three, for your service. Let's make our march, then, around the supper table tonight. The March of the Royal Canadian Navy, Heart of Oak. Only it'll take some doing to find Heart of Oak. We almost had the midway march there. Don't know. If you promise, I think you should deliver. It's always been my policy. Thank you. got him there. The time, 5:22. You're listening to Pages Radio for Readers here on CKWFM. Say, last Saturday's Winnipeg Free Press book page, Nick Martin, the mystery reviewer. I don't know if Nick, you may have missed the mark here. He reviews Linda LaPlante's whole life sentence. Now, she's mostly known, I guess, for her script writing, and it's true, some of her books read that way. In this case, Whole Life Sentence is a prequel to Jane Tennyson, She of Prime Suspect, which I noticed you can see on, Tubi, and I think on BritBox as well. In this case, we're going back way back to the early 90s, and this could well be the last Jane Tennyson. There are two cases, a romance, and Nick says it all just ends. Loose threads galore, somehow all leading into a book and TV show that came out 33 years ago. So if this is the final time Tennyson sleuths on a printed page, it's not the ending she deserved, says Nick Martin. Well, Nick, I'll let you know how it turns out, because that is our book, Whole Life Sentence. And yeah, there'll be a waiting list at that for that at the library, too, for our Mystery Book Club coming up in November. Now, it's too late to sign on now, but I can tell you we will be doing a new Mystery Book Club. Shameless self-promotion here, starting in February at McNally Robinson Booksellers in the classroom there. February, March, April, May. Go online, look up for classroom, look up Ron Robinson will do the trick, and then on info gives you all the details. So as well, from the Winnipeg Free Press book page last Saturday, The Defector by Chris Hadfield. He of, yes, Mr. Astronaut, but did a couple of thrillers. This one, The Defector, after a top-secret Soviet fighter jet disappears in 1973. You know, that's been done before. A former U.S. fighter pilot turned NASA flight controller must root out a defector. That's in the pages of the Winnipeg Free Press from last Saturday. As well, longtime NDP MP Charlie Angus, reflecting on a life of punk rock, politics, and more in a new memoir called Dangerous Memory, Coming of Age in the Decade of Greed by Charlie Angus. He's not running for office come the next election. I see this is reviewed by Christopher Adams, political science and rector of St. Paul's College, University of Manitoba. So, well, I guess a need to write about his youth is what Christopher says there. 5:24. One last note for you, and that's again back at McNally Robinson Booksellers. Too good to pass this up. Greg Shillady and Dale Cummings, the cartoonist. It's coming Saturday, the 16th, then. 7 o'clock. Join author Greg Shillady and illustrator Dale Cummings for the launch of The Lush Life, a not-so-sober second look. You can look that up for more details and get in touch. McNally Robinson, Grant Park, then, this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Stay tuned. Up next, Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Following that, Tony the Brave with Mr. Dave. I'll be back Saturday morning with Carol McKibben from 6 till 8. Hope you can join us then. Leave you with Big Dave McLean from his CD, Pocketful of Nothing. And this is Don't Be Laying That Stuff on Me. I don't be seeing all that stuff down. I don't be laying that stuff on me. Well, I may have been born in that, you know, but ooh, it wasn't just yesterday. Thank you.
me.